A word for you from Isaiah 55 verse 2. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Now, in the beginning of this chapter, the Lord addresses those who have nothing, who are in despair already. They've got no money. And yet he says, you can come without money and without price and receive wine and milk from him. And now he addresses the category of those who do have some money. He says, why do you spend money for what is not bread? Those, perhaps like Christians who still think they can make it, that they can be good enough for God, they can work for God, they can do ministry for him. God says, you are perhaps trying to work for me, but you are not being satisfied yourself. You're trying to satisfy God, but you yourself are not yet satisfied. Perhaps it's addressing the person who is trying to satisfy himself with the things of the world, with sin. And he says that you are not satisfied. You spend your wages, all that you have, you spend on trying to eke out some measure of satisfaction. Of course, total selfishness. Uzicabangela wena kuphela kodwa nokho awugatholi ukuthi uneliseke ngoba usafuna izinto usazomisa izinto zomhlaba. There was a famous singer, he's still alive now, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. One of his famous songs is I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And how true it is of people like him. Maybe it's true of you as well, that whatever you try, whatever new project, whatever new career, whatever new hobby you try, you just can't get any satisfaction. Now the Lord says here, listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Let your soul delight itself in abundance. And that abundance is in him. Because the invitation is, come to me. In verse 1, he says, you who thirst, come to me, come to the waters. Now that describes himself, for he is the waters. Jesus, when he spoke to the woman at the well, he said that your type of water will make you thirsty again, but if you come to me, he will give that water which will spring up, which will bring satisfaction eternally. Do you have that?